This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Moody's Dental. Don't let the coronavirus self-quarantine keep you in dental pain. They're open and ready to get you out of pain. Call 305-821-0231 or visit moodysdental.com.
Pat Mahomes, he gets his 10-year contract yesterday. It's an extension, so they've got 12 years on it. The value is $503 million. It averages 50.3. There's all kinds of guarantees and kickers and all that stuff. And look, none of us really know the exact guarantee numbers throughout the life of the contract. First of all, he has to kind of stay healthy to enjoy the life of the contract. And like all of these contracts, like all of these NFL contracts, okay, because that's how you got to phrase it. It's not ever the way it looks. And if he does get injured, I'm sure there's going to be some guarantees that they're going to have to be on the hook for, but it won't be $500 million. And what happens now, the challenge for the Kansas City Chiefs now is trying to maintain. Okay. Example. You pay Russell Wilson, and now you can't pay the Legion of Doom the way you wanted to. The team disintegrates, basically. Now they've rebuilt it up again. And notice, everybody around him pretty much is young. They haven't had to pay them either. And they're paying Russell. So the idea, they've got to win with a lot of the young guys around them. If they don't, and those young guys get better and better, and they get to the point of salaries, they won't be able to keep all of them again. So they've got a small window again to try to win around Russell with a young group. The last time around they won when everybody was young and they hadn't paid everybody. The Ravens went through the same thing. They won the Super Bowl. They had to pay Flacco, but everybody else wanted their money. And if you remember in that scenario, they were in a contract dispute with Flacco the year before. And Flacco was like, they didn't agree on the number that Flacco and Joe Linta wanted. So they like, okay, well, you know what? We'll play out the last year and we'll bank on ourselves. And they did. He went to the Super Bowl. He had an incredible playoff run. They paid him all that money. And then they couldn't pay everybody else. And then Baltimore could not stay on top. That will be the challenge for Kansas City. And while Mahomes is the best player in the NFL and he deserves his money, okay, I can go to you and say, do they win the Super Bowl without Chris Jones? And you might say, I don't know. I don't think they will. Or maybe they do enough that they get by. Well, Chris Jones wants to get paid. And he hasn't signed his tender. And he doesn't plan on signing his tender unless he gets the contract he wants. Can Kansas City afford it? I mean, I'm sure this thing ain't going to kick in and that they may have some space still, but will they be able to afford Chris Jones? It's really hard to pay two quarterbacks on your team. And I know Mahomes is getting a lot more than the average quarterback, but then you're going to have to pay Chris Jones like slightly below average quarterback money. Right, because I would imagine it's like $25 million now average or something. It's kind of crazy. So you look at it, this is where the challenge gets for Kansas City. And so if you can't pay Chris Jones, that's going to set your defense back. That's the challenge now for Kansas City. They've got to be exceptional at drafting and developing young guys around Mahomes in order to stay elite. They will not be able to live off of free agency because they won't have the cap room. And they won't really be able to keep several players and pay them large contracts. They might be able to keep a couple. So the question is, which ones do you keep? And is it Chris Jones? That's, I saw where Ian Rappaport says they had not reached a point where they were happy by giving Chris Jones $20 million. And he wants that now. So if they weren't willing to give it to him before, are they going to give it to him now after they've paid Mahomes? That will be the challenge now It's look, they did what they had to do. You had to sign Mahomes. You have no choice. Okay? So that to me, that's where the problem lies now for Kansas City. Not a problem. It's a challenge. Okay? Because re-signing Pat Mahomes is not a problem. You know, that's a beautiful thing. That guy's a hell of a player. He's a good dude overall. You know, he's likable as hell. I gotta say, it's one of those where they did the responsible thing.